Hi everybody, I'm at the KDE booth and I'm talking to Jonathan Revell.
Good afternoon.
How are you today?
We're doing great today. We've had a lot of business. It's been pretty packed. We've been selling stuff, we've been demonstrating stuff, we've had people, first-timers, going, what's this open source stuff? And people going, I want to code and I've got this bug and tell me how to fix it. So the usual full range of people that you get at FOSDEM is great.
Last year we broke the cracking news about KDE Neon, and I was so annoyed that most people didn't listen to the interview because for some reason there was a shitstorm after you launched.
Well, I try and stay out of it because one of the ideas of KDE Neon is we can, to coin a phrase, take back control, and we're not reliant on some third party to ship our software. So now KDE is building all the KDE software directly within our Neon continuous integration system, directly from Git or directly from releases, depending if you want a stable or developer edition. And it's the easiest way to run our software. So we're no longer dependent on third parties. We can do our own thing and people can get it directly the minute that we release it.
Is it still reliant on Kubuntu underneath, or is there a day when we can run whatever underlying OS?
We use the Ubuntu long-term support as a stable base, and we'll upgrade to the next long-term support, but it doesn't use any other part of the Ubuntu setup. But obviously we build all our own packages, but what we're looking at, one of the things we're demonstrating here is new package formats that are cross-distro. So this game that we see here, it looks like just any other application, but it's running within a Snappy package. So that's a containerized package format, and it's built directly from the same KDE Neon continuous integration stuff, so available directly as soon as it's released, but it will run on any Linux distro, and it involves just installing Snappy, and then you can Snap install, and we've got integration with our Plasma Discover package manager or whatever package manager your distro uses.
Yeah. And how does that handle all the dependencies? Are you deliberately cheating by picking a small library that doesn't need a lot of dependencies?
It includes, you can layer the different containers, and so there will be a base system layer, and there'll be a KDE layer that includes the Qt and KDE libraries, and then there'll be the application layer. So those parts will be updated as new versions come, but it will all be included when you just download it. It will be transparent to the user, and you're just downloading one application and running the application, and it will automatically get everything that you need with it.
Okay. So I can still take applications that are Snappy applications and run them on Fedora, for example?
And you can run it on any Linux distro, so you can run it on Fedora. Now, Fedora have a competing format called Flatpak, so we're also investigating that because we have no preferences ourselves. We just want to work with whatever the users, what works best for the users. So we also have people working on KDE integration with Flatpak, and so you can download KDE libraries and applications with Flatpak, whatever works, and we'll see what wins out in the end.
How did KDE Neon as a project work out? It's been a year down the line. How are things going?
I'm really pleased with how it's been. It seems to have a lot of mindshare with what our target audience is, which is KDE enthusiasts and people who have heard about this KDE stuff and want to try it out. So if you look on the social media channels, it's a real pleasure to run the KDE Neon Twitter account. Every morning I wake up, look at the Twitter account, and somebody's gone, oh, I just installed KDE Neon. It's great. I can finally get the latest stuff. So it's really nice to get that kind of feedback of people directly on, say, Reddit. You can look at the KDE forum on Reddit, and typically they show, 30 stories, and like 10 of those will be about KDE Neon. So we seem to have a lot of mindshare within the KDE crowd, which is what we want, but also within the Linux forum on Reddit, for example. There's a lot of KDE Neon coverage on there because we do new features, new add-ons every day. So we're great for generating news on that, and the users seem to love that with giving us their feedback.
So what's the plan for the coming year? What's KDE Neon going to be doing? You specifically?
Me specifically? I will be fighting for freedom and against tyranny, as always. I will be replacing the installer. So the installer currently uses the same one as Kubuntu, which I wrote a decade ago, and it's not well maintained. We're replacing that with one called Calamaris, which is a cross-distro installer that works on quite a number of different distributions. But it misses some features, so I'll be adding in those features or working out how to replace that. We'll be working more on the containerized format, so we'll hopefully be going public with the Snappy formats or the Flatpak formats, so those are instantly available. But most exciting, we're shipping for the first time. You can buy a KDE Slimbook, a laptop shipping with KDE software, KDE branded, directly. You can make sure that it's tested. Our software is tested with the hardware, so you know it's all going to work for you. And it comes with KDE Neon, of course, so it'll come with the latest KDE software. And you can buy that now to ship in March. And it's got a nice KDE logo on the back as well.
Wow, how much is that?
So you can customize it, different options. Cheapest one, I think, is €729. And if you add in more faster processor, memory, hard disk, it goes up to €1239.
And what sort of hardware is it running?
It's called a Slimbook. It's designed to look quite a lot like a MacBook. It's very light. It's very very slim.
It is very sexy looking.
Looks very slick. And it's a 13.3-inch screen. And it's pleasingly fast as processor. Solid-state disk. So, yeah, I don't use magnetic disks anymore. They're just painful. Solid-state disk, the way to go. And you can buy it with whatever keyboard you're most comfortable with.
And what motivated you to do that? Where did that come from?
Well, that's what I've been trying to do for the last 15 years, right, is make software and get it into the hands of users.
Yeah.
And I made the mistake of being too broad and saying we're just going to take over the world, and that didn't happen, but at least we can take over the enthusiasts, the geek market, the people who want to free themselves of Windows, who have heard of our great community and want to be part of it. But we've never been able to complete the full circle, so we've always been reliant on some third-party distributions to package our software, and that takes time, and then people to reinstall stuff. So with the whole Neon project, we want to be able to get it into the hands of users as fast as we can, and as conveniently as we can. So there's the ultimate convenience.
Where can I buy this?
Where can you buy it? KDE.slimbook.es, the Spanish website, or directly from the KDE website. The news stories will give you the links to it. And as I say, you can buy now and it will ship next month. And yeah, they're really slick. I'm really happy with them.
Cool. Well done. Okay, thank you very much for taking the time, and good luck with the rest of the show.
Thank you for interviewing me.